December 5, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, The Temple of the Holy Ghost. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, Genesis 41:40. I have to account to God for the way in which I rule my body under his domination. Paul said he did not frustrate the grace of God, make it of no effect. The grace of God is absolute. The salvation of Jesus is perfect. It is done forever. I am not being saved. I am saved. Salvation is as external as God's throne. Salvation is as eternal as God's throne. The thing for me to do is to work out what God works in. Work out your own salvation. I am responsible for doing it. It means that I have to manifest in this body the life of the Lord Jesus, not mystically, but really and emphatically. Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Every saint can have his body under absolute control for God. God has made us to have government over all the temple of the Holy Spirit, over imaginations and affections. We are responsible for these, and we must never give way to inordinate affections. Most of us are much sterner with others than we are in regard to ourselves. We make excuses for things in ourselves, whilst we condemn in others things to which we are not naturally inclined. I beseech you, says Paul, present your bodies a living sacrifice. The point to decide is this. Do I agree with my Lord and Master that my body shall be his temple? If so, then for me the whole of the law for the body is summed up in this revelation that my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's the end of Oswald's text. When we contemplate the temple as it was architected and designed by God for the children of Israel, there were three parts of the temple, and the most significant was called the Holy of Holies, the one where the priest met with God and made sacrifice for the sins of the people and brought them to a point of acceptability before God through the sacrifice. Our body is now the place where the Spirit of God resides. The Holy of Holies is no longer in a building or within a tent, We are the temple of the Holy Spirit in that he indwells our spiritual space, our heart of hearts. The shell in which we walk is not significant, although many place a lot of emphasis on keeping your body in shape and so forth. The temple is my Holy of Holies. That's where God dwells, and that's where he wants me to provide a place of purity and cleanness and openness and authenticity. Tend to your heart and be sure that as you make a place for God, it's in the deepest, innermost being of your soul and your heart of hearts. Allow him to touch you from the inside out and change you from the inside out. Then and only then will your hands bear the fingerprints of Jesus, and your feet the footprints of Jesus, and your mouth the voice of Jesus.